I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans. He's an entomologist, photographer, and author, and in the weeks ahead, we'll be launching a regular morning edition feature on WCVE Public Radio called What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate, which coincidentally is also the name of one of Dr. Evans's books, and it's also the name of his blog. He's also the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. Now, for the last month or so, I've been picking up ticks.
Yeah, ticks are out. It's definitely tick season. And someone like myself, who's been a confirmed recipient of Lyme's disease the last three summers, I can tell you that I keep a sharp eye out for them. But it's not all ticks that do that. It's just the deer tick that spreads Lyme disease. But other ticks are capable of spreading other important diseases.
Like Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Chiggers. And you know, I've picked up several of these. I think they're chiggers. They seem to like me. They come out about the same time as the ticks.
Actually, if they're chiggers, they probably don't like you. We're the wrong hosts. Chiggers are mites, and they too are related to ticks. They're arachnids. Chiggers can be very common, and they will crawl up on your person and down into your socks and up to your underwear line and begin to feed. And they release a digestive enzyme, which breaks down the cell membranes of your skin, and you just sort of weep and ooze, and that's what they feed on. But very quickly, they discover we're the wrong host. They'd rather be feeding on somebody else's fluids, and they will leave. But that itching is caused by an allergic reaction to the enzymes that they release in order to feed.
They're not in my skin?
No. By the time you start itching, they are long gone. So all the things that people do to themselves, thinking they've got mites or chiggers burrowing into them, it's just not happening. That's not what's going on. It's just an aftermath of their attempt to feed on you, an allergic reaction.
Well, that is quite an allergic reaction.
Well, for me, it lasts over a week. There are preparations that you can use, things you can do to minimize chigger problems. But yeah, if you're in chigger country, you need to cover up and spray down.
What is their normal host?
Usually small mammals. So
how could they mistake me for a small mammal?
Well, you're warm, you're moving, so it's an easy mistake at first. But like I say, they quickly learn that you don't taste right, and then they move on.
That's Dr. Art Evans with What's Bugging You?